Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's talk to former Blues striker Stewie Barlow. Morning to you, Stewie.
Morning, Steve. How are we?
Very, very good indeed. Let's have a little look at some of the top tweets of this morning. Get your thoughts on these. So Big Nev writes last night, Neville Southall, to be the best club, you need ambition, honesty, integrity, ruthlessness, passion, clear direction, great fans. We have one out of seven. Jim Keogh says, clueless manager, gutless players, all-round disgrace. That was after last night's game. And Ross Hamilton says, at the end of season awards for Everton tonight should really just be Gareth Barry sitting alone in a room enjoying a three-course meal. Oh, there's a feeling about Everton at the moment, isn't there?
I know, Mason, it's not a good one, is it? Every time you ring me for the last few weeks, it's been a bit of a downer, so...
You're the agony aunt, Stewie.
It'd be nice for you to ring me one week, it'd be a bit of good news. But, it's not been good, mate, obviously. The last few months, the results and, you know, the sticks flying around, obviously, for the manager, but also for the players as well. And the bottom line is, Steve, you know, God's got a good pedigree. He took Wigan, you know, such a small club, to the high heights of winning the FA Cup, and you know, there was talk about him even maybe in the future being going to Spain, Barcelona, you know, Real Madrid, one of the big clubs, and you know, obviously he's got ability as a manager, but for me it's the players that aren't performing. You know, you look at the squad we've got, and everyone's been talking about them early on the season. They're playing really well, you know, really good football and playing really well, but the players aren't performing, and if all this, you know, read things about them not playing for the manager, I just don't believe that. I'm not a great believer in not playing for the manager. You go out, you play every week for yourself and for your club, for your team, your supporters. Just ain't working at the minute, and it's just sad to see. And looking from the outside in, it's sad to see on a personal note. Yeah, for the club, obviously, you know, Everton means a lot to me, and also for Rob as well. Rob being an ex player, we played together at Wigan and being a friend as well. So it's really sad to see. And you know, it's a bad time to be an Evertonian at the moment.
There's no question. He's not a bad manager. Of course he's not. I think every manager has a certain shelf life. And I know he's your friend. His shelf life's probably nearing its time, and he'll probably have another great experience with another club at some other point. Some of these players, though, maybe their shelf life's an era as well. I'm looking through that squad last night, and they've got no belief in themselves. If you look at how they were playing and sort of caressing the ball around at the start of the season, and people were talking about this team that was playing some of the best football in the league. And then you watched that game last night, and the first 10 minutes had a little bit of desire in them. You sort of thought, oh, maybe they're going to put a fight on. And then all of a sudden, it just fell to pieces, Stewie.
Yeah, it's like anything. It's any walk of life. It's not just, you can't just say, well, you know, these are footballers that are on 30, 40, 50, 60 grand a week. They've got to perform, and they, you know, that's what they're going to do. And the human beings, the bottom line, and everyone suffers a lack of confidence in whatever job you're in and or whatever walk of life you're in. So at the moment, they are struggling for confidence, and you know, it's down to someone one week to pull out the bag to say, well, you know, I'm going to step up to the plate, and they don't seem to be doing it as a unit at the minute, and it just everything seems to go wrong. When you're not winning, mate, that's been there. When you're not winning, you know, you can't buy a win. You know, it's just, you couldn't put £1 million and buy a win and buy 3 points. You know, if when you're not winning, it just things, everything seems to go against you. I think you only have to look at the third goal last night. People are blaming the keeper, yes, but you know, other days that lifts his palms of his hands, it'll get punched away, or you know, you think about it, it's hit his hands, it's hit the back of the defender and just fell right to the centre half, and he's banged one in, and you know, everything just seems to go against you, and it's sad to see. Yeah, and it's just, you know, just need something to turn the club round at the minute. And you know, whether it be a change of manager, whether it be a change of personnel, the players, you know, there's only like Mr. Kenwright and the new owner that can decide that. But at the moment, you know, from last night and this morning, Rob's still in the job. Who knows what'll happen in the future? Football's, I said a few weeks ago, mate, football's a funny thing. It can turn around on a couple of results, and I know there's only one game to go, and it's difficult, but you know, you never know what happens in football, and it's, as I say, from the outside in, looking in, it's sad to see.
But what about that first goal last night? So Patrick van Aanholt's free kick, straight past Funes Mori's leg, and then Joel Robles, I'm not sure who was more at fault here, but Joel Robles, he might just say he was wrong-footed, but the ball was virtually in the centre of the goal.
Yeah, I think you see a lot of that. I mean, you know, over the last few months, where keepers, what they do, they tend to jump to the other way just at the first movement. I think it was Andros Townsend last weekend. You look at that goal, it was a fantastic free kick, but you look at the keeper's first movement straight away, his first movement, he's putting all his weight onto his left leg, and then it's so hard to get back then. I think that's what he's probably seen the player, there's, what, 6, 7, 8 players in the wall, and his first movement, or his first sight, line of sight, is to see, he's seen the player and up, and he's just guessing, just sort of a gamble, isn't it? And then the time you've gambled that way, you know, as you say, it's almost gone in the middle of the goal, and I'm sure as a professional, he'll hold his hand up. You know, it was bad to see. If it goes right in the corner, you sort of go, okay, he's overbalanced a little bit, but it's right in the corner, nothing you can do. But that was, as you say, it was pretty much centre. But that just goes back to what I said before, where everything just seems to, you know, the walls just seem to cave in. When you're not winning, I've been in teams where you're not winning, you just can't get a win, you can't get results, and you can't keep goals going in your net. And you know, as a player and as a club, as a team, you can't put your finger on why it's going wrong, and it's so frustrating. And I think you only have to see, you know, in the players and the manager's face, and that you're sort of looking around going, come on, will someone do something good for a change? And, you know, it's been so bad over the last few weeks. But
it's like everyone's infected with the same thing.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, it's just, you know, it's like when you win. Look at Leicester. You know, they've been infected with something that's been unbelievable in football. You know, we talked about it, as I say again, a few weeks ago, and it's fantastic for football what Leicester have done. And, you know, there's no reason why Everton can't do it in the near future, or any other club as well. It's just, you know, they've just got on the crest of a wave, and they've rode it right to the end of the season. It's been fantastic. And over the last few months, they haven't been on a wave, have they? So, but it's like anything, mate. You can't do nothing what's gone on in the past. You look to the future, don't you? See there's the game Sunday, obviously, and then there's obviously next season. You look towards then, and you know, you only look forward. You know, you're looking back. There's nothing we can do about it. You've got to look forward now. And you know, it's sad to, as I say, can't stress enough, but it's sad to see. You know, it's so frustrating. You want to be coming on the Thursday morning and talking happy things. And you know, it was great looking forward to the FA Cup semi final with a chance of going on to win. That was a bad day, obviously. It was a good performance second half of the FA Cup, and you know, we go and give it a 92nd minute goal away. You know, there's times you'll hold out, you'll go to extra time, and you'll win on penalties when you're winning games. And as I say, we just can't put a finger on it. You know, people are blaming the manager. That's what's sad for me. People are blaming the manager, but the bottom line is, you know, you see it all the time. There's 11 players who go out there, 11v11, the Premier League players, and they need to be held accountable for what's going on over the last few months. And I'm sure they will. I'm sure they've done interviews themselves, and they've said, look, you know, don't blame the manager, blame us. It's us who aren't performing. And at the moment, they aren't on the pitch.
Yeah, the more responsible ones would be saying that. It's a shame that end of season awards tonight, and if you had to look back over the season, that there's only one player who's been the consistent standout, and he's the ageing defensive centre midfielder, who many had written off when he arrived at the football club. And it is a real shame that perhaps, if you look at it in that way, Gareth Barry stands out as the player of the season. Look, I'm preempting it, but if he doesn't get the player of the season, I'll be absolutely amazed.
Oh, yeah, but before I say anything about Gareth Barry, I hope I don't get an invitation to go, because I'm not going. You're saying the end of season awards. I would like to be a player over the way, you know, obviously the way the results have gone lately. But the bottom line is, mate, look, you know, Everton fans are fantastic, and I'm sure they'll get a, you know, half-decent reception of players. You know, people, as I say, they're only human beings. They're having a bad run. Their careers are taking a bit of a nosedive the last few months, and I'm sure over the long term it'll pick up. But just going back to Gareth Barry, yeah, he's been fantastic, Steve. You know, the couple of games I've been, or the few games I've been this season, you know, I've come away thinking, wow, he was man of the match. And as you say, you know, he's getting on. He's never going to get back into the England fold or anything like that. But you know, he's getting on. He's in his last years of his career. And it's weird. It's just, he seems to read the game really well, and he turns the ball over. He's obviously not a flair player, but he just gets it and gives it to the players who can play, you know, your Barclays, your Morellas and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's been fantastic. And I'm sure, as you say, he'll probably go on to win player of the season. But for me, I think we've got too many players like that in the team. You know, too many, how can you say, I wouldn't say the dogs of war, because they are good footballers, but too many similar players. You know, obviously Gareth Barry, you know, Cleverley, and
McCarthy.
You know, McCarthy, and you know, there's just too many similar players for me. But No, the good footballers, mate. Look, they're playing in the Premier League. They're playing at Everton Football Club, which is, we are a massive football club. We know that. And the good times will return. But, you know, maybe we just need to advise. We've got Ross Barkley in there, but he sort of pushes up front alongside, you know, Romelu Lukaku. So, you know, it's, even Romelu as well, over the last couple of months, his head seems to maybe his head's turned with, you know, thinking he wants to move. I don't know. You know, only he can answer that. But, you know, he's had an unbelievable season, getting 20-odd goals, and it's just that it's a shame things haven't, you know, he hasn't really, you know, it's difficult as a forward when you're not winning, you're not scoring, you're not getting chances. It's so difficult. You can't just magic a chance, you know, give me the ball. If the ball doesn't come to you, you're not getting the ball, you're not getting crosses, what can you do? So, you know, I'm sure over the long term and through the Euros as well with Belgium, you'll go on to be a star player, and hopefully, you know, it's with Everton next season as well.
Just a quick thought on your friend Roberto. How much will he have been sort of hurt, if you like, by everything that's been said and everything that's gone round in the past few weeks? You know him well. Is he a tough character? I think anyone would have been a little bit affected by the way, you know, fingers have been pointed, everything that's been said. He probably understands in one way, but that doesn't make it any easier for him.
No, of course, just going back to it, you know, we're only human beings, and to be, you know, he's getting hung out to dry by the press every, and I'm not going to sit here, you know, as I say, he's a friend, you know, people are saying, oh, I, you know, stand up and say this and say that, but look, he's a friend, I wish him good luck, whether it be, you know, whether he finishes off at Everton this season and he stays next season, I hope so personally anyway, but, you know, people are just hanging around to dry, and it's so sad to see. And you see last night, you know, it must be so frustrating. I'm actually playing football with him tomorrow night, so I don't even know what to say to him when I see him. For Wigan's old boys, so it's just sad, mate. You know, as you say, it's a friend, but, you know, it's football. I've seen an interview a couple of weeks ago, and he said, look, he said, you know, I think his headline was, you know, I'm a realist. I know what people are thinking, and that's the way he comes across. You know, he's a good man. He is a good man. He is a good manager, and I'm sure it'll come good again, whether it be in Everton, whether it be in another club. What you were saying before, you know, it will come good again. And it's, you know, he's a family man as well, and he must go home. He must be a nightmare at the minute, putting the television on and papers up, and it must be an absolute nightmare. But the bottom line is, managers know that if you see all the interviews, they say, look, the book stops with us, and Rob will be the same. You know, he's not soft. He's a clever man, and he knows what's happening. He knows results aren't good, and, you know, if he stays at the club, fantastic for him, fantastic. You know, well, you know, obviously the fans aren't happy at the minute, but, you know, I'm sure he'll want to stay and fight it out. But this experience over the last couple of months, hopefully will make him a better manager. It's not always about winning, you know, it's like it was as a player, it's not always about winning in the good times. It's the bad times that sometimes show you the bit of, you know, you come out with a bit more character on the other side, and you sort of realise, right, I don't want to go back to that place. And I'm sure as a manager and as a club, Everton don't want to go back to that place.
Stewie, thank you very much indeed, pal.
Okay, no problem.
Take care. Stewie Barlow there, former Blues striker.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.